What up, beautiful people? This is Devon Taylor. Welcome to the second episode of Game Chatter. Today, I'll be looking at all 32. Today, I'll be starting on the NFC North, what their offseason objectives are. I'll be talking about what team needs, talking about how they can perform better, and stuff like that. Let us know what you want in the comment section down below. If I jab on your team, tough nuts. But like I said in the previous episode, this is going to be all joking fun. So let's get it, people. Like I said, the first division is going to be NFC North. So I'll be talking about Chicago Bears. Now, Chicago Bears, they got a new head coach in Ben Johnson. Hope he do well, by the way. I'm a fan of his ever since those last couple years in Detroit when he turned our whole offense around with Jared Goff and stuff like that. But man, he's got a lot of things he needs to work on. Couple things to work with. First offseason objective, he should focus on the offensive line, stuff like that. Kelvin's got sacked for 68 times, tied for third most in NFL history. Not in the NFL last year, history, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, damn. That is pathetic. Both my grandmas can provide better offensive line coaching than that, I believe. But now, I'm pretty sure Caleb Williams, I believe in the kid. He would do well. I think he's a generational talent that comes around. Maybe like Aaron Rodgers or something like that. I'm not trying to compare those two because this is only his first rookie season. This is only his rookie year last year. But the arm strength and the arm angle, the boy is nice. But the problem is he can't do anything if he has no offensive line protection. And no protection, you're going to make any quarterback look weak as hell, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen that in the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes. So, you get the gist of it. Now, what I'm a little worried about is where will Ben Johnson do with the two running back system? Because as you see in Detroit with Jamal Gibbs and David Montgomery, they have a 1-2 punch combo with speed, with power and speed. Thunder and lightning combination, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to see if he can. Now, he needs to draft another. I just need to address that free agency in the draft. I'm not sure which, but if he wants to duplicate what he want in Detroit, he's got to have that two-back, one-back system in case that he needs to go up, in case he wants to be successful and make Caleb Williams the best quarterback he can be. And also, give the man protection 68 times, tied for third most in NFL history. I cannot stress that enough. The boy needs some protection on the O-line. Ladies and gentlemen, it can't be just all on him making plays and stuff like that. Now, where Keenan Allen come back in Chicago, that I don't know. I hope he comes back because he needs that protection, but I'm not really worried about that too much because he got DJ Moore and Romeo Odunze, the boy from Washington, I believe his name was. So I believe he got the weapons on the receiving end. He just needs the offensive line protection and the running game will help a lot, ladies and gentlemen. It will help a lot, I'm telling you. Anybody who says anything differently, they don't know a damn thing about football. So that's why I think the Chicago Bears, and I feel like that's what they need and stuff like that. And I hope Ben Johnson be going in Chicago. I hope he do success. I'm a fan of his, like I said. And I really hope he do good. Now we're going to talk about the Packers. Now, I believe that they had a young core, especially on the offensive side of the football. You know, Christian Watkins, Romeo Doubs, Jalen Reed. You know, some talented young players. The problem is, can they stay healthy enough to do those things? Because, as we've seen before, that cost them in the end. Like, in our times of injury between Watkins and Doubs, you know, like that. And with love, you know. The defense, that's all I'm really worried about is the defense. You know, defense. They need a pass rusher. Probably get one in the draft, I believe, you know. I don't believe they'll be too high in the market for pass rusher. I believe they need everything, really, on the defensive side. Except for the linebacking court. Linebacker position is set. The linebacking position is set, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs. I really believe in him. I think he changed his whole team with his running style and stuff like that. It was a big upgrade for what they had the previous years, you know. I'm talented. I think you can take him where you go. Jair Alexander, is he a roster cut for corner this year? I would say so, yeah. I'm the same player he was younger. You know, that in his back, in his injury history speak for itself, really. And, you know, believing in love, you know, Matt LaFleur, the guy can win, but can he win the big games? You know, main problem, that's my main problem, though. He couldn't win it with Aaron Rodgers when he doing those two MVP years. So I'm waiting for him to take that next step with Jordan Love and make sure, improve and continue to improve that boy. Because I'm telling you, the boy is talented. Jordan Love is a really talented athlete. Falling in the, and yeah, I understand the pressure he's under, following the great quarterbacks, the Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and stuff like that, and all the successes they have over their careers with the Green Bay. And really believe that if they get their defense secured enough, you know, I could do a good enough in the end, you know. And, you know, Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, I hope they do well, you know. You know, for all you fans, Joe Cheeseheads out there, go Pack. Next, I'll be talking to, next on my offseason objectives is the Detroit Lions. Now, Detroit, like I said, Ben Johnson went to the division wild. That's probably going to be a slap in the face to many Detroit fans, but who the hell knows, you know. And I win season, but man, they fall flat in the divisional game against the Washington Commanders, bro. Like, watching that, that defense, I knew that defense was going to be their Achilles heel in the end, you know. And it showed with all those injuries they have. Now, losing both Ben Johnson and Errol Glenn, went to the New York Jets. Hopefully he does success there. And I hope he does success there, you know. But, you know, he got to compliment Aiden Hutchinson, you know. The dude can't by himself just in case. Now, maybe they try trading for Max Crosby. I don't know if that's in the works, you know. Or perhaps get Myles Garrett. Please, somebody from the NFC, get Myles Garrett so you can get him out of our heads in Baltimore. Because we're sick of him already. I'm telling you, we're sick of him. So, maybe trade for Myles Garrett. Hint. And sure, that line get, they need everything on that defense, like depth, like DBs, linebacker, pass rushers, everything on the defensive end. You know, Matt Campbell, he does a fantastic job. Hit my unknown hat to you, Matt Campbell, you know. And yeah, I can continue the success he had. Will it be under Ben Johnson? That I don't know. That had to be seen. But I think if they get the defense straightened out, everything will be fine. Everything will be dandy and handy in Detroit, and they will continue to compete for a Super Bowl, maybe challenge the Eagles for the whites in the NFC. I believe so. They got the talent to do so. Everybody got the talent to do so. They got the skill players. They got the coaching. Offense, good. Jared Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, you know, they got everything, but I'm telling you, they got everything. The defense. Aiden Hutchinson, when he come back to himself, he was in the candidate for decent player of the year before he got hurt. I'm still praying for him to get better, ladies and gentlemen. For him to get better, you know? And, for him to get better. Anyway, ask a couple of depth on the defense, and y'all be fine, Detroit fans, you know. Boy, the hell up. Lastly, we're going to be talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Minnesota, I think that was my surprise team of the year. You know, I did not have the success they had this year. Now, do I expect them to replicate the success they had year? No. I'm sorry. No. Because a lot of teams in the NFC, it's not going to be surprised what they did and stuff like that. Now, what they're going to do with Sam Darnold. Wow, Sam freaking Darnold, ladies and gentlemen. I'm surprised he had success. I thought he was going to be a bust. Like, I'm sure he was becoming a bust, really, in my opinion, really, until when he signed with Minnesota. Now, I believe you keep him franchise for one more year so he can cash in the next year in 2026. For a bigger contract. Because let's face it, he's not going to be in Minnesota forever. They got that young boy, J.J. McCarthy, who I heard was impressive as a rookie in training camp before he got hurt. you know, pretty much everything. Like, now, what I'm worried about is the winning, is the both Aaron Jones and Aaron Jones. Because Aaron Jones, where he returned to Minnesota, I don't know, you know, that remains. But if he does, you know, I would love that, see that replica he had, like, in previous years, you know, and stuff like that in Green Bay. But who that, like I said, some from Baltimore who doesn't have any experience in journalism, so who the hell do I know, you know? But like I said, you know, once they get that, they need to address that really, because, you know, both the deep, both are going to hit free agency. I believe Harrison Smith and that other, and the other dude, his name was, dang. If I forgot your name, I apologize. You know, I'm sorry. But, you know, their defensive free agency and stuff like that, you know, they got to show up and stuff like that. But I believe they'll be good, you know. Kevin O'Connor did a tremendous job. See what Donald does for you, 14-win season. Now, you can look at, you can look at those last games against the Rams that Sam Darnold fell flat on his ass. And pretty much, are they telling the truth? Yeah, you know, pretty much those two games, Detroit and LA Rams, Sam Darnold really flat on his ass a little bit. But, you know, he can't, those two games. Other than that, I think he has a tremendous season. Listen, franchise Sam Darnold, and I think y'all be fine. Y'all still got JJ McCree. If Sam Darnold underperforms this season, you know, and y'all be good straight and like that, you know, everything's got to have a, the guy has to start somewhere, you know, spend big money. If I were Vikings front office, franchise tag his ass, bro, because the boy can play. He definitely can play. It's not, he proved me wrong this past off season. I know that, you know. And, yeah. And he believes he can play. Now, last, and that'll be end of my podcast. Let us know what you want to subscribe, channel by the law in game channel in the YouTube section, you know, or follow me on game channel. Follow me on Instagram with game channel 98, you know. And I hope to soon. Goodbye and God bless. And God bless off.